Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 20th day in the month of September 2025. It's a brand new day, it's a beautiful day, and the Lord is ready to do something new in our midst. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, I'll be looking at a topic from my Open Heaven Manual that says, Simple Obedience, Simple Obedience. Our info today is taken from Hymn 30, When We Walk With The Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Obadiah chapter 1, and our memory verse is taken from James chapter 1, verse 22. James chapter 1, verse 22, which says, But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Our Bible reading is taken from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 1 to 13. Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 1 to 13. From verse 1 it reads, But if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all of his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you a high above all the nations on the earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruits of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks, your baskets and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that. Will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction but flee from you. And 7, the Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hands to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath. If you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him, then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruits of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. The Lord will open the heavens and storehouse of his bounty to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the works of your hand. You will lend to many nations but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top and never at the bottom. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, Many years ago, I went to preach in Onitsha, a town in southern eastern Nigeria. On my way back to Lagos, I needed to refuel my car, so I stopped at Asaba to buy some fuel. Unfortunately, I couldn't get any. I kept driving until I got to Benin, but still couldn't get any fuel to buy. I continued my journey until I got to Ore. By then, the car's fuel tank was on reserve. I didn't know what to do. It was a Sunday evening and I had to give some lectures the next morning. Then God spoke to me, Son, take your eyes off the gauge and keep driving. I drove the car on reserve fuel from Ore until I parked in my house in Surulere, over 200 kilometers. God can bring something out of nothing, but for you to enjoy his blessings, you must be obedient to him. When he says go, you should go, and when he says stop, you should stop. Proverbs 3 verse 5 says that you should not lean on your own understanding. In John 5 from verse 2 to 9, there was an account of a man who had been healed for 38 years. Jesus saw him lying by a pool and asked him, "Do you wish to get well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no man to put me in the pool when the water is troubled." Jesus then said to him, "Rise up, take up your bed and walk." Immediately the man became well and began to walk. His simple obedience to Jesus' instruction to rise and take up his bed broke the bondage he was in for 38 years. No matter how long your problem existed, once God sends his word to you, obey him. You will have total freedom. More than four decades ago, I was to travel outside Nigeria for the first time and I had never been inside an aeroplane before. I was a lecturer at the University of Lagos and was to give a presentation in Sierra Leone. I was a bit anxious because I had never traveled outside the country, but then somebody gave me instructions on how to clear myself at the airport. I listened, obeyed the instruction, and my journey was successful. Beloved, when God gives you an instruction, don't think you are wiser than him. He knows the end from the beginning and the best pathway for your life. If you want to succeed in life, simply obey God's instructions. Obedience always precedes the miraculous. Today's open ever comes to the key point that says, the key to becoming successful is simply obeying God's instructions. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceready.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store, just to give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. To hear my voice again and to be gathered for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful weekend today. Bye-bye.